What up, welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me on this Wednesday, man. Before we get started, salute to the sponsor, Abra Insurance. Go to Abra Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance, the great people at Able. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on iTunes, Bleed Network, Spotify, all your major podcast platforms. Make sure you subscribe, follow, leave feedback because it helps with the algorithm. If you're looking at this on YouTube, hit the like. Facebook, hit the like. X app, hit the like. Just like it. Share it. Share it. Do that. Yeah. If you comment, share it. Share it. So we're going to jump right into it. We're talking about some NBA today. We definitely going to talk about NFL. It's the middle of the week. Why not go ahead and preview, you know, the championship games that's taking place? I think both of them taking place on Sunday, right? They're not. It's not one on Saturday and one on Sunday. I think both of them on Sundays. Correct me if I'm wrong. Both on Sundays. I know they're on the same day. So that's where we at with that. But we got to talk about the move made in Milwaukee. The damn Milwaukee Bucks. They didn't hire Glenn Rivers, a.k.a. Doc Rivers, allegedly. Like, it's on the cusp. I don't know if it has it happened yet. But you fire a coach that goes 30-13, bro. 30-13. You fire him. And I know people talking about their defense went from what? Top 10 to in the 20s now. This got me thinking, man. I always thought like in sports is all about results. What are your results? Because we see a lot of players that score a lot of points. What's the results? This dude is a first-year coach. The interview countless times. I see you, Stefan. I get you. Let me finish my open monologue. Finish countless times. You know, you're like, I'm trying to get a job. I land a job for the Milwaukee Bucks. Not too many years removed of being the NBA champion. Got an NBA MVP on my roster and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Then they trade to get Dame Lillard. I'm 30-13. Got one of the best offenses in the NBA. And folks are saying, well, he's 22nd in defense. I thought Uncle Drew said the objective is to score buckets. If I got one of the top offenses, I don't give a damn what my defense are like. I'm 30-13, Jack. This further let me know. Further lets me know. He tried to cut one of the goddamn Antetokounmpo brothers. I know he did. He tried to do the right thing and get rid of those million-dollar cheerleaders. What else they do? They come in and foul. Come on, bro. Come on, man. And I ain't hating on the monopoly that Giannis has built as far as all of those brothers being on the sideline. Next, the mama going to be in the front office is doing something for the Bucks, getting a check. But then you go get, out of all coaches, Doc Rivers. We done seen this dude blow 3-1 leads everywhere he done been south of Boston. He probably did it in Boston. I know he won a ring with KG. Anything is possible. I know he won a ring with KG. But other than that, what in the flying? I can't curse yet because we're still early on YouTube. Like, look at the individuals he's had on his team. Like from the Chris Pauls to the Blake Griffin, and then, you know, we know what happened. And, you know, and then you had James Harden and Joel Embiid, and they shit the bed. Then you go to the Clippers, and you got Kawhi, you got Paul, you got all these names. Everywhere you been, Tracy McGrady's names of names. Everywhere you go, Doc Rivers got names. He got it right one time. One. Now all of a sudden everybody like, oh, Doc Rivers, this is a good hire. I would have kept the rookie coach. I get it though. They having player meetings already. When teams having player meetings and you a first year coach, that ain't good for you, boss. Y'all be up here thinking players ain't got power. Shit. Giannis showing you I got the power. Y'all gonna call Giannis a prima donna? We know good and damn well when LeBron got booted. What's not booted house? That's his Pascal. When he got fired for Ty Lue, y'all was on LeBron muffin top. I need the Giannis slander. I'm here for it. Be fair. Own the muffin top. I need to hear it. Yeah.
Hey, LeBron got Delonte West off the team when Delonte West slept with his mom. Don't forget that.
That was such a mute point.
Come on, man. That sounds like somebody from Pennsylvania, bro. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm just saying.
What you mean you just saying?
So we can put homeboy in the same category as Raheem Morris, my old head coach.
What happened with your head coach?
He had 3 wins and got fired.
He got what? Say it again, and broke up.
He had 3 winning seasons and then got fired for Greg Schiano, the punk dude from Boston College.
Oh. This dude ain't even get a full season, though. Like, that's what, like, you 43 games into your first season and you get fired.
The dude had a little under a 2-1 ratio. No, 3-1 ratio. Wins the losses. And like you said, all that tells me is he tried to get rid of one of them burner boys. I can't even pronounce their last name.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
I forgot who reported it. It was somebody with some backing behind their name that reported that and said, yeah, he got an argument with Giannis because he heard that the coach said, told Giannis' brother he cut me off the team. Like, he cut him without asking Giannis, and that's what happened. And Giannis came, went to the front office, went over his head, and got the dude fired.
What's the one that's name that start with a T? He the sorry one.
I don't know. I don't even know who them jokers is. I just call them Giannis's brothers.
I think his name Thanasis or something like that.
Thesaurus or something.
I'm only laughing, man, because my mama's called him that too.
Goddamn the sources. That's what he is.
Hey, what's the third one? What's his name?
I don't know.
It's probably something Greek. Greek as well.
Yeah, some real motivational. They got motivational.
I'm here for the slander because I've been waiting for a chance to slander Giannis. His garbage ass.
He protected his family. Nothing he did wrong. The coach should have knew he's not bigger than Giannis and left like that. You're not that big. You can't. You're not. Ain't too many coaches in history have been bigger than they star players. I mean, you got Phil Jackson. You got Greg Popovich. Maybe Larry Brown because Iverson got Larry Brown fired. But I mean, besides Pop and
Hello, dog. Hold on. We not lying on Bubba Chuck today.
Nah. Yeah. We ain't. I'll wait for you to finish that. Nah, we're not about to see your personal hatred of Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Nah, we not doing this, bro.
It's not shocking for me, so I know for a fact he got him fired, so.
You don't know for no damn fact. That's a damn lie.
But,
That's a lie,
Stephon. And I don't know. I might touch some nerves with this one. What I'm about to say. You know how that? You know how we have this thing called white privilege.
Yep.
Black privilege exists as well.
What the hell it don't? It has nothing to do with black privilege. It's about being a superstar.
Yes, it
does. Let me hear this. Go ahead.
It only exists among athletes, and you just seen it in action. Let me give you another example of black privilege. Aaron Donald, when he smacked that boy with the helmet upside his head at practice. Black privilege. You see one more?
I think it was the organization. They found him. I think.
What do you say, Stephon? You breaking up, bro, because you know you're driving. What you say?
Go ahead. What was you about to say?
Just find him. There wasn't on the. NFL couldn't really do nothing because it wasn't on the field.
Yeah, now look, and what happened to Myles Garrett? He did.
Because it was on the field?
He did the same exact action.
Hey, yo, Stephon, why are you falling for this, man? It's a clear difference. He know it, and he trying to get you, dog. He got you, Stephon. Go ahead. My bad.
Don't bet him out, Hawk. He believe that dumbass thing he just said.
I'm trying to help you out. That's why he laughing. He know he got you. He got you. Go ahead. I'm going to let you settle the score.
But like I'm dead serious, man. Black privilege does exist. You just got to pay attention to it.
Black privilege.
Yes. It only exists amongst the higher ups, athletes, entertainers.
How is it a privilege when you basically... Because when you say white privilege, it's just, it doesn't matter how much money they make, right?
Yeah.
So how can you say black privilege in the same essence? Like,
because you got to make it to the same level as those. You got to make it to a certain level.
But it's not a privilege.
There are certain things that athletes can get away in modern society. Black athletes, okay, let me not say athletes. What's the word I'm looking for?
Entertainer?
Entertainers. There are certain things that they can get away with that middle class or poor black people can't get away with.
Yeah, they're going to pay. They got finances.
But come on. You got to see it. But not to deter off the subject, we got smoke for Giannis.
Yeah, and I just want people to chime in, man. Like, y'all, because there's people who say, who looking at the defense, like the defense ain't doing this, dude, they got rid of their best defender in Drew Holiday, best perimeter defender to get Dame. We know Dame ain't playing no defense. Chris Middleton been banged up. Where you playing defense at? Who else? And so so automatically Doc gonna come in almost mid season basically, and they gonna become a better defender. I'm inspired because Doc Rivers is here. The hell you inspired by Doc Rivers? Like what in the hell has Doc done the past 15 years?
No, Doc Rivers is about to turn the Bucks into a perennial second round Exeter.
First year coach could have did that shit.
Because that's all Doc is good for. Like, bruh. Boy.
I need to hear from Bucks fans, man. Bucks fans, chime in, man. You could join the show. I'm trying to hear what y'all got to say, damn it. Show me.
And I had another epiphany at work.
Uh-oh. Epiphanies. What you have?
The Buffalo Bills are the NFL's Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, where's Stephon at? Who tell? So Embiid and Josh Allen, and you know.
No, they both get put out in the second round every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a bunch of Bill fans get mad at me when I said that in the space and kicked me out.
Oh, they kicked your ass out? Like getting kicked out, though.
Whittle did.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Whittle. Whittle is not having that shit. No, sir. Mm-mm.
Man, I don't get it. Like that's like the only reason why they were fired. I mean, like, it's 30-13. Not a good record?
Yeah. And Doc, like Harris said, Doc, keep a damn job. How does he keep getting jobs? Like, respectfully, I'm glad you got another coaching job. Well, how in the F are you still getting the job, bro? Like, what have you done since Boston? You ain't done shit. You ain't done nothing.
Bro,
your roster's been weak. I can see if your rosters were weak. You have very good, very, very, very good rosters. And you don't do nothing with it. Nothing.
Bro, his interview game is on point.
Yes, it is. That raspy voice gets you, hey, Scotty. Talking like that as a coach gets you a job. Godfriend, how that ankle, man?
What up? It's good. No, I ain't been in the booth for like 2 weeks now, so.
Good.
Hold on, Godfriend, what the hell you got on your head, man?
Hey, you know what it is.
No, I don't. No, actually, take it off.
Nah. San Fran.
I'm actually like, take it off so I can see it.
Oh, yeah. He
was... It's 49ers, but it's a collab they did with Staple.
I know that. I know Jeff Staple.
He a hat king, dog. He know hats.
Yeah, man. Niners all day.
You need this, bro.
Man, fuck the Giants, first of all.
Damn.
First off, nigga, this is a crossover.
I'm a Dodgers fan, so I can't wear.
Hold on, you switched to your Bluetooth. What'd you say?
You say we Dodger Blue over here.
Okay.
Dodger so Blue. You a San Fran and you an LA Dodger baseball fan?
Oh, he.
So I'm. So yeah, because I'm from Oakland, but I lived in Pomona. For those who don't know, that's about 45 minutes outside of LA. So my family is 49ers, Lakers, Dodgers, USC.
No, your family all fucked up.
No, you're all fucked up. You spy, man. Hey, I just told Ahmad this. You should just go ahead and become a Bills fan.
Who, me?
No,
Stephon.
Oh.
I've where I'm from. I don't want to hop to different states and be different teams. I don't do that. Sorry.
You want to know that's why?
I mean, they're all in the same state, though. All my teams are in the same state.
No. Hold on, Godfriend. This one right here.
For my team, I'm talking about my city. I'm sorry. I should have clarified. My city. I rep my city.
This is going to make sense, though. Because you know the Buffalo Bills are the NFL's Philadelphia 76ers.
Yikes.
They get put out in the second round every year.
We don't get put out every year. We definitely, the couple years ago, we definitely was in the Eastern Conference Championship,
Ahmad, please pull up the receipts.
I just told you we was in the Eastern Conference Championship a couple years ago.
Because Embiid's never been out the second round.
Yeah, he never been out the second
round. Embiid has never been out the second round.
He was there when we played the Raptors. Remember the Raptors went to the championship? They beat us to go to the championship with Kawhi Leonard? Embiid was on that team. What are you talking about?
That was the semis.
Mm-mm.
That was the second round. That wasn't the conference finals. He's never been out of the second round. That's the whole stick with him.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm. My man Harris said, LeBron is trying to get ham sandwich fire. Let me speak about LeBron James and the Lakers right quick. Laker fans, come here. Let me talk to you.
You're talking to me. I'm right here.
If a guy the age of LeBron James has to be your best player, your ass ain't winning no championship, okay?
I mean, but is he really the best player right now? I think AD is taking this. I think AD right now is taking this claim. The way he's been 26 and 12 and three blocks. I mean, I get it's LeBron, but AD is taking this claim, and the way the Lakers are trending, they're building the team. With these moves, they're building the team. They're building it around AD so that when LeBron finally leaves, it's not going to be too much of a drop ball.
Bro, you can't tell these Bron sexuals nothing.
Oh, man. This shit is painful to even listen to that.
I'm a Lakers fan. I've been a Lakers fan since, what, 93?
Okay, I get that.
How old are you?
If LeBron,
I'm 37.
If LeBron is billed as your best player at 39 or 30. How old he? 38, 39?
38. Just turned 38.
Yeah, he's a year younger than me.
So this
39? Okay.
So this year, y'all ain't winning shit, right? You agree with that. Like,
how the hell did they get to play in tournament? That's what I want to know.
While he is deemed as the best, they approach each game like he's the best. He's on the court dominating the ball like he's the best. You ain't gonna win nothing. AD probably is your best. AD probably is your best player. I'm not so here. We're saying two different things. AD is your best player. Your approach is LeBron is your best player. LeBron approaches the game like I'm the best player. I'm dictating shit like I'm still LeBron from the young guy. That's like the Wizards. Like, Mike, we can't play through you, bruh.
I see what you're saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Wizards with Mike back in the day. Like, Mike, get your motherfucking old ass up out of here, bruh. Move. Like, yeah, you can score, but you ain't the first option. AD should be your first option.
That's what they're trying to do. That's why when I watched the game last night, LeBron didn't play last night. They went through AD throughout that first half, which is what they've been trying to do, even with LeBron on the floor. That's what they've been trying to do for like the last month or so, is going through AD first. And then, you know, as the game goes along, because what the Clippers, pretty much triple team Anthony Davis on the catch, which basically forced him to, facilitate the ball. I believe one game he almost had a triple double. He fell one assist shy of a triple double. That's because, like I said, teams are comfortable. They're comfortable doubling AD because we're not a good three-point shooting team, and that's what teams are forcing us to do, to shoot three. So it's like we live in, like they say, you live and die by the three, and we have been dying the last month or so by the three.
Well, at least y'all won a play-in tournament, man. Congrats on that.
I mean, at least AD got a ring with the Lakers. Like, salute to that. The bubble shit is legit to me. You know, it's not legit to a lot of people. I respect the shit. So he got a ring.
I know. It's like when the Houston Rockets won that championship in that short season when they played like 40 something games or something like that, 50 games or something, and Houston Rockets won it. What was the difference? There's no difference.
Nah, it was the Spurs, and there really was no difference. Yeah, they beat the Spurs. The Spurs beat the Knicks, which I believe I think the Knicks were the 8th seed that year.
No, I'm talking about when Houston won it back in, like, when Houston won it the year LeBron, I said LeBron, that Jordan didn't play, Houston Rockets won it.
Yeah, it wasn't a shortened season.
Yes, it was. It was like 50 games, wasn't it?
No, that was the Spurs in 99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember that because I always tell Spurs fans there's an asterisk on that one.
Right? Spurs said, "F y'all."
Just like asterisk on that bubble ring too.
Hey man, that's fine. It still counts towards the 17.
That's cool. Just like there's an asterisk besides my ring.
Oh, you talking about the Buccaneers?
He don't like Tom Brady.
I know you don't. I know he don't like Tom Brady.
So his asterisk. Resume is a little shaky. How you not count that shit?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just crazy.
I mean, like real talk. One of the greatest weapons in a football game is the home crowd. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, we played on the road 3 games and we played empty 10% field stadiums.
But they had cardboard fans. I remember that.
With fucking speakers behind them. Wow. So like I said,
let me see. Do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to win more Super Bowls than Brady?
That's a great question.
It's hard to say. Second Mahomes at two. He then went to six straight AFC championships with Andy Reid. Nah, he ain't gonna get seven. That's tough.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I mean, what, this is Mahomes, what, fifth year?
Six.
Yeah. So where was Tom Brady at Super Bowl wise in year six?
He was a little different though. Yeah, you know, Tom won six in 10 years though.
Yeah, year six, '01, and then he repeated.
Let me see. I think I shared it the other day.
We won in '02.
Yeah, I won in '02.
Did he repeat 03 and 04? He won in 01.
I'm going to get it pulled up for you on my phone. Let me see. Because I shared it. I shared the first 7 years between the both of them, and I forgot how many rings Pat had.
Because remember, the Tuck Rule game is when he got his first one. That was the AFC champion.
So Tom had three Super Bowls in his first 7 years. Pat got two.
Okay.
But like I said, so, Tom won six in 10 years. I don't know, man. It depends on KC and what guys do is like contractually what they do. I see Mahomes always restructuring his deals and things of that nature. This is supposed to have been a down year, and he's still in the AFC championship. You know what I'm saying? Because their defense has risen to new heights and been like the strong point a lot of the times. They said the Falcons and Seahawks gave him two championships. Again, like, that's the thing. Like, how lucky will Pat be? Like, last year, Jalen gave Patrick a fucking Super Bowl last year. He fumbled with nobody fucking around. He just hit his leg. Touchdown. Scoop and score.
That he did.
So, as much as folks was like, Jalen played great in the Super Bowl, I'm like, shit me, he scored for the Chiefs. Fucking, wait, what game were you watching? You can't say a quarterback played good when he scored for the other damn team. That's loss.
You mean like Peyton did for the Saints in that 09 Super Bowl?
Yep, when he threw that here.
Y'all talking like Brady is the GOAT.
I'm not saying that, but I just
all time winning quarterback of Super Bowls. That's what
he's the GOAT.
No, he's not
the GOAT of ring.
Yes, he is.
The GOAT
Who's your GOAT?
I go through 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions in four Super
Bowls. Joe Montana. Who's your GOAT, Stephon?
I give you that. I just said Tom Brady to go. Why'd you ask me who's my GOAT?
We need clarity, nigga. Shit. Shout out to Vic as the new DC for the Eagles. Now go get Eric Bieniemy.
How you feel about that since you brought that up? How you feel about that hire?
I mean, did you see their defense this year? Shit, it can't get no worse.
Exactly.
Huh?
What is Vic running?
I think so.
He'll run a 4-3 with the Eagles. With them big, well, he got. I mean, young boy got the body to be a 3-4. You know, a nose tackle.
Georgia boys gonna be this year.
What you say?
Them Georgia boys gonna be.
Yeah,
I was hoping we hired that DC from Georgia because he's young and he knows the play. Most of the plays and most of the plays is his.
That's true, Rock. Sometimes you do just need a new voice. But to go back to the NBA to wrap that segment up before we talk some football. Any other NBA news? Nah. I don't know, and
they disrespect the Embiid does not have the scoring record for the Philadelphia 76ers. People keep saying he has the scoring record for the 76ers. He does not have the scoring record. They need to stop disrespecting Will Chamberlain.
What was the scoring record?
Will scored 100
points.
He did that with the Philadelphia Warriors.
It's the same team, same franchise. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. The Warriors moved to San Francisco. You're right.
I forgot about that. Golden State Warriors was the Philadelphia Warriors. My bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, Rock asked me why the Bucks didn't go get Mark Jackson. First of all, Mark Jackson is a podcaster with It Is What It Is, getting the bag. Second of all, his ass blacklisted in
Blackballed.
The NBA. We gotta stop pussyfooting around this and realize Mark ain't getting no job in the NBA no more.
Why is he blackballed? What did he do?
He was pushing Christianity in the Warriors locker room, and they had an issue with that. That's why he got fired and hasn't been hired since.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Speculation.
I mean, there's plenty of people who's athletes and even coaches push Christianity and whatnot. And I don't see how he would get fired. Like, what was he trying to do?
Christianity and why people get uncomfortable with it. When CJ Stroud praises the Lord, a lot of the times they cut it out in replay.
Yeah, I think it had a lot to do with not so much him pushing Christianity, but what he was using it against. It's a whole lot. That's a whole rabbit hole that I'll probably have to go down again.
Oh, so
yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
the Warriors have a gay member of their ownership and front office.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay, so they did. Remember, what was that basketball player that was Muslim and it was pushing Muslim on the NBA? What's his name? Abdul Sharif. Yeah. Well, because he's basically blackballed because of his religion.
No, right? that was Abdul Raul Maouf.
Chris Jackson, the best fucking shooter
I've ever seen.
Shaq said he gave him the work ethic to make it to the league from watching him.
That jumper was pretty much automatic.
Yeah, he was. I want to say he was Steph Curry before Steph Curry,
but he also suffered from compulsive disorder. So that kind of help make him better too.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he said that when he would practice, if he felt something was off, he would just keep shooting till it felt right again.
Put Rock comment.
All right.
They said there ain't no asterisk next to that Super Bowl, man. You the only damn person to put an asterisk next to that Super Bowl.
Who, me?
No.
I thought you said Steph.
Calm down, selective outrage.
The Oilers record counts for the Titans, not the Texans, dummy.
Damn.
That's true. Because they can't even use their colors no more.
Hey, you called him a dummy? Yeah.
Oh, shit. There you go. I'm like, no way you call Rock a dummy. You tripping.
For the Titans, not the Texans, dummy.
Can you hear him, Rob?
Yeah, I can hear that old gum under the desk face ass looking dude.
No. Hey, gum under the desk face ass looking.
Came on though. I ain't know something. What'd he say? What you say, Sad? Say the shit again.
I said the Oilers record for the Titans.
No, that's why I said the records go with the city. So check this out. If Houston would have never came back with the Texans, then you can hold the Titans records. You can hold the Oilers records over the Titans still. But as soon as they came back with the Texans, boom, there you go.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Two different franchises. It's two different franchises.
The only one that worked like that was Cleveland.
Let me answer this statement from Steams. Steam is Showtime that documentary is on. Go ahead, Reese.
I was gonna say the only platform that the only organization they let them keep the previous history was Cleveland, because they paused them that they were gonna get another team later.
So So tell me.
Oh, see, that makes sense. So Baltimore Ravens is not the history from doesn't follow. Okay.
Reason why you don't hang the Browns or the Colts over them is because those teams went back to their cities. Like, look at OKC. You're supposed to hang Seattle's history over OKC until Seattle gets another team.
So the Baltimore Colts went to Indianapolis. So those records. So the Baltimore Colts records stay with the Baltimore Ravens.
No,
that's how, look, I don't know what the actual rules are, but I know that's how I've always respected records. Far as like, if your team leaves, right? If your team leaves, those records, you can't erase history, so it goes with the team. Soon as they get a team in that city again, I'm talking about a professional team playing in the same exact league. This is still the NBA. It's still the NFL. So. Baltimore Colts records should be what the Ravens records are also.
So with that being the case, then why doesn't the Houston Texans have rights to the old Houston Oilers uniforms? The Titans have rights to the old Houston Oilers uniforms.
Because it went with the owner.
Yeah, the owner, yeah.
Because the Texans are a brand new franchise, just like the new Cleveland Browns. Even though that shit's weird, the old Brown shit,
new Browns. For example, as much as I know all y'all hate the Cowboys, if y'all could afford to buy the Cowboys, if you bought them and moved it to your favorite city and changed the name, and somebody else came to Dallas, they could not call them the Dallas Cowboys or wear the old uniforms without their permission.
Carlos made a great point. He said, so the Laker championship should go to the Timberwolves.
No, because the Timberwolves have a team.
But the Lakers played there first.
I know they played there first.
So why is the history? No, they
didn't play in. Hold on.
Yes, they were the Minneapolis Lakers before.
Yeah, they were the Minneapolis.
So back to Steph's original comment, is Wilt's record, does that belong in Philadelphia or?
Yeah, I believe it belongs in Philadelphia.
Oh, I just don't want to see Steph be right, so I'm going to disagree.
The reason why is because Philadelphia has a team again. Once they lost the Warriors, of course, that record follows the Warriors. But soon as Philly got a team again in the same league, which is the NBA, that record hangs over that city.
Because Will Chamberlain jersey's retired in the Philadelphia 76ers. And his record still staying that he played with the Warriors still staying right now at the Sixers. So I don't understand it.
I bet you all fans, if Jerry Jones sold the Cowboys, everybody is still in Dallas, and everybody that's a Cowboy fan would still be saying, no, whatever records they had. We damn ain't finna give them away as long as it's been since we had one.
So to Los's point, the Lakers actually do claim the Minneapolis Lakers championships, hence why we have 17, because I believe they won 6 before they moved to L.A., and they've won 11 since.
Yes, they do. They do clap. Well, I've actually been to the arena that they played in back then. That shit is small as hell. But they claim them, but they shouldn't be allowed to since it's a team in that city. But you got to think about it. That's Hollywood. That's like, we got to make Hollywood something.
Do we?
Can't let New York and Hollywood not have anything. That's just so
Stephon Wilt's record was 68 for the 76ers. They don't count his 100 as a 76ers record.
So it's 100 points a Golden State Warriors record.
But let me see.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So his record is floating in limbo.
I mean, there are all those people to even question whether he really hit 100, but that's not me. I'm not in that. Y'all go ahead.
That's you gotta Steam. Be there.
Hey. No, tell Steam to get up here. He always wants to sit in the comments.
Steam's at work right now.
Yeah, so that means Baltimore has more championship. That means
so Wilt Chamberlain's scoring record for the Philadelphia Warriors is considered a Golden State Warriors record.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. That's crazy. Okay. I've never heard that before today. Before you just read that right there. I always thought he scored 100 points for Philly.
Me too.
Philadelphia Warriors.
Because they got San Francisco also, right?
Mm-hmm. San Francisco. Yeah.
So they got his San Francisco Warrior. They got Steph's Golden State. So it's considered a Warriors record. Because they got a San Francisco Warrior. So he has 100 points with Philly, 78 with Philly Warriors. San Francisco Warriors, 73, 72. And then the next. Steph got, once you go all the way down, you got Rick Barry, Golden State Warrior, got 64, and then Steph got 62 once you continue to go down. So it's considered the Golden State Warriors record.
So check the Tennessee Titans record for see if they got the Houston Oilers, the Warren Moon record for when he threw the most touchdowns in the game. I think it was like 6 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't neither one of them got no rings, so.
Alex said, my uncle verified he listened to the game, I believe the 100-point game, but curious why there aren't interviews of people that were there.
So like the Gary Payton's of the world, I don't know, I'm pretty sure he probably still lead the franchise in steals or something like that. Is Gary Payton the Oklahoma City Thunder all-time leader in steals?
Okay, let's see.
Or does it fall on the lead, I guess.
Steals record. Let's see.
Because, see, I bet you the NBA is choosing when they do this.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's Gary Payton.
They got, just in the game. 10 in the game. Gary Payton. So all I did was just pull up most steals in a single game. And I could just see all the players they list and Gary Paul.
No, I put Oklahoma City Thunder steals leader, and they have Gary Payton.
Yeah.
It says, as of 2023, Gary Payton was the Oklahoma City Thunder player with the most steals in franchise history.
There you go.
And by the way, the Tennessee Titans, when I'm looking up the franchise history, it does show Houston Oilers as part of their history.
Lowe said, it happens to all sports. Jackie Robinson is a doctor. Great. Not a
Yeah, the Dodgers played in Brooklyn, but it's still a lot of it's it'll say Brooklyn because that's where they were, but all of that moved to LA.
JG, what's good with you, my brother?
Hey, I guarantee anytime you sit down with anybody's grandfather, anybody that saw Wilt hit 100 points, he don't want to hear that shit about he was a Golden State Warrior. He was a Philadelphia.
No. You're not wrong. You're not wrong in saying that, but the history, it'll say Philadelphia's Warriors, but it still translates over to Golden State Warrior franchise history. It's still part of that because it's technically still the same team. It's like when the A's moved from Philly to Oakland. Everything that happened prior to them moving to Oakland is still part of their history. It's the same thing with the Lakers. It's the same thing with the Syracuse Nationals who ended up in Sacramento. It's the same thing. The Syracuse Nationals are still part of the Kings franchise history.
That's a nice hat. Hey, all right, so let's go ahead and transition right now. NFL talk. I wanted to I ain't gonna put it up on the screen, but Mad Dog from First ESPN First Take. He also has his own show on satellite radio. Does a lot of stuff for the SEC. He had his top 10 all-time QB list. And here are the names that he has in the order. Number one for Mad Dogs.
It's going to be an old-ass quarterback. Something.
Here we go. Patrick Mahomes is number one. Tom Brady is number two. Joe Montana is number three. Johnny Unitas.